Today's no sweat news. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Could very well restore your faith in humanity.
Okay, I'm into it.
After we completely wreck it. So hang on one second, because there's a light in the end of the tunnel, and I don't think it's a train coming to kill us all. Here you go. We're going to start. Speaking of losers from Beck, Dateline Tucson, Arizona, for story number one. The fire department in Tucson got a call last Friday. People heard someone yelling for help inside a house.
Oh.
Like, well, why would you yell for help inside a house? So they sent the crew over, went inside the house, and there they found someone tried to break into the house by climbing through the chimney and had gotten stuck.
I hope this person's name wasn't Santa Claus.
No.
Okay, good.
It's not Santa Claus.
Good.
Now, he's got it all figured out.
I'll say, then it's really time for Santa to go on a diet. He's getting stuck in the chimney.
He's got the magic dust.
Okay. The magic dust. That's right.
It turned out to be the man was inside trying to rob the place. But they got a fantastic photograph of just the guy's socks and feet and bottom of his pants hanging out from the bottom of the chimney, right in the fireplace. And if you go to the Rat's Facebook, you can see this dolt.
It's rather comical,
at actually. At facebook.com/9059TheRat.
Sort of looks like a Far Side cartoon with just two little socks or shoes dangling there in the chimney.
It's fantastic.
That's hysterical.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
Now, Dateline Dallas, Texas, for story number two, Jane Slater. She is a reporter for the NFL Network and CBS Sports. She recently shared this little tidbit based on that Peloton ad that came out last week that everybody was trying to take a dump on, right?
Yeah, the exercise bike.
Right. I gave my wife an exercise bike for Christmas, and she got all social media all about it and so forth.
Yeah.
All right. Well, her story is this. She actually caught her husband cheating on her when he gifted her with a Fitbit.
He gifted her with a Fitbit.
Last Christmas, gave her a Fitbit, right?
All right.
And she was like, okay, you know, we'll link the accounts and this will be fun. We'll have a little athletic competition between us. My Fitbit gets my heart rate and captures all of my activity.
Yeah.
And your Fitbit captures all of your activity. And then we compare the two at the end of the week. We see who exercised the most. It'll be fun.
Oh, that's fun. That sounds like a lot of fun to me. Well, not to me, but.
It was fun until she noticed that his heart rate was spiking at 4 o'clock in the morning on nights she was out of town.
Wait, it was spiking?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And that was because he was doing the do.
Oh!
And his heart was going kapitter-a-patter because he was having sex while she wasn't around.
How'd she find that out?
Well, she was able to, the Fitbit tracks your heart rate.
No, but why couldn't he just say I was, like, exercising?
At 4 o'clock in the morning, Dave?
I know plenty of people get up and run early.
Apparently, this is how she busted him.
Damn it. Guy, see, that's why I always, before I always do anything dirt baggery, I always come up with a little lie, you know, like an excuse, a reason for what I'm doing. So I would have had the you know, I was taking a jog excuse
at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Better than nothing.
It's a good shot.
I mean, what else are you going to do?
You might as well try. Nothing's a fail more than if you didn't try.
I'd tell her I was on the exercise bike, lady. Get off my case.
I was exercising.
Oh, boy, yes.
One particular muscle.
Oh!
And now let's restore your faith in society. Are you ready?
Yes.
Have you heard of Trees for Troops?
No.
It's a charity formed back in 2005. Every year they deliver thousands of free Christmas trees to American military bases all over the world. The charity is run by 9 people. Hundreds of volunteers help to make it happen. Between now and Christmas, they're going to deliver 1,600 trees to bases across the country and overseas. Some of them will be delivered to actual military members actually serving our country overseas. Others will be delivered to family members of military members who are overseas who can't afford a tree of their own.
That's incredible.
Over the past 15 years, they've delivered 250,000 trees. Consider throwing some of your hard-earned shekels their way by going to treesfortroops.org.
That's very, very cool. All right.
All right. So there you go.
Will do.
That's today's No Sweat News. We'll catch you Friday for the No Sweat News Quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.